Hey y'all, hey, welcome to another episode of the Piece by Piece podcast with your host, your favoriteest host, Ebony Lachey. Just doing a mental health check with you guys and again, sharing some tidbits of things that pop into my mind. For the month of May, I'm not sure why, and it definitely was not intentional. But I've been doing a lot of self-care and not the get my nails done, get my hair done, going shopping self-care. The reflective self-care, thinking, journaling, listening to sermons, watching sermons on YouTube, listening to podcasts, reading my devotionals, intentionally putting my phone on Do Not Disturb and not checking my phone and just really having the thought process of trying to figure out what is it I really want in life. And I know that we have plans for how we want our life to go and things that we want to happen and how we want things to kind of unfold or unravel, I guess. But those of us with anxiety, we know, like, when your life starts not going to plan, you get more and more anxious as the days go by. And I'm truly, truly, truly learning, or attempting to learn, because it is still a process, learning to just be okay. I am alive. I have a roof over my head. My kids are healthy. I have a place to work that I genuinely love what I do. I'm getting back into doing what I love in the community and so many other things. And at this point, I am choosing to be happy with that. And most of you know, like, I'm single. I was talking to someone for about 2 years. And then before that, I dated someone. About 4 years ago, I dated someone for about a year and a half, 2 years. So, getting out of a situation and not truly taking the time to reflect. And I think when we step back, we always, and he did this or she did this and da 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 da. I intentionally wanted to step back and look at what I did wrong, what Ebony did wrong, what I was doing that may have caused a reaction from this person, or what I did that I allowed someone to think that it was okay to dismiss my boundaries, things that I did that allowed someone to dismiss how I felt about something, to ignore me, to ignore my requests, to ignore the things that I asked for, the things that I needed, the things that I wanted. Because again, and I'll say this time and time again, we show people how to treat us, right? By how we treat one, by how we treat ourselves. And people are only going to treat us how we allow them to. So yeah, the first time they do it, it may be a mistake they may not know. Maybe even the second time, they may be still adjusting to those boundaries or those things that you put in place. But after you've openly and verbally stated that this is what you want, these are things that you will and will not accept, and they continue to do those things, yes, it's on them, but it's on us because we allow it. You either stop it in its tracks and you check it, and if it doesn't change, you walk away, or you continue to be lenient and you let things go. And parents, y'all know this as well. Like, when we super strict on our kids about something, they get it after a couple of times. But when we're lenient with something, they kind of just be dismissive, like, oh, last time she didn't say nothing, this time she might say something, she might not. And you kind of very wishy-washy in the way that you discipline them. It's kind of the same way in relationships. When you wishy-washy in how you choose, what you choose to ignore and what you choose to very blatantly confront, it will make or break your relationship. And I spent a lot of time figuring out, okay, these were things that he did that I didn't like. And I had to step back and say, but Ebony, when did you say that these were things that you didn't like? Or Were there things that you didn't like and you called your friends and you complained and you sucked it up and you went on about your day? And then he did it again. You called your friends and you complained, but you never said anything to him. Now it's months in and he's done it for the third or fourth time, and now you blow up and he's like, wait, where is this coming from? And I had to take a step back to realize that sometimes we are the demise of our own situation. And sometimes we are the common denominator in why some of our relationships fail. I don't mean blame yourself for everything that anyone does, but take accountability for your actions and the things that you do, or the things that you don't do, the things that you say, how you say them, the way in which you say them, and the things that you don't say, the things that you expect someone to read your mind and to figure out, oh, I don't know if she likes this, but I'm going to assume that she does because she didn't say anything. Or even something, and this is a huge one, something as simple as wanting flowers. You don't want to tell him you want flowers because you want him to genuinely get them. But if he's never bought flowers for a woman, his grandmother, his mother, his sister, anyone, how does he know that you like flowers, sis? And I think my biggest thing has been, I never want to be too overbearing. I never want to nag. I don't want to complain. I genuinely want to be my mate's peace, and I want to I want us to be in a place where when they think about me, they don't think about strife and drama and stress and all of these things. Like, I want to be their peace, but at the same time, I deserve that same peace. I deserve that same comfort. And if I'm not speaking up for myself and the things that I want and the things that I need, I'm dismissing my own pleasures and thinking of it this way. I'm not thinking about pleasures when it comes to sex. The same as intimacy, right? Most people think that intimacy is having sex and oral and all of this other stuff. When in reality, intimacy can be laying beside someone, watching a movie, having a conversation, seeing their name come across your screen and you get excited, them checking on you to see how your day went, giving you a foot rub because they know that you had a stressful day, taking something, for me, something as simple as taking my son to the barbershop because I hate going to the barbershop, one, but just because I've been running around all day, you know what I mean? So intimacy and pleasure are more than just in a physical, sexual nature. And I think that, speaking for myself personally, I spent a lot of time in my head saying that I don't like these things, writing in my journal, I don't like these things, telling my friends I didn't like these things. These are things that he did that pissed me off. But when he calls or when he texts or when we're together, I say nothing because I don't want it. I don't want to be another fight. I don't want to be another argument. So when you blow up days, weeks, months later, to him, it's his first time hearing it. You said it to multiple people and to multiple different channels. And y'all know when I say channels, I mean friends, family, texts, maybe you blatantly put stuff on social media, whatever. But you've said things to multiple different channels, but it's his first time hearing about it because you never said anything to him. And I think from our previous relationship, that was something that I genuinely appreciated him teaching me, because I came from a relationship where everything was argue, yell, cuss each other out, you half-ass say I'm sorry, and then we move on like nothing happened, but we never dissect the conversation to figure out what happened and what went wrong. And in my previous relationship from about 4 years ago, it was more so, we're not gonna argue, I'm gonna go get something to eat, when I come back we can talk. And if he came back from getting something to eat and I still was yelling and screaming or whatever, whatever, okay, you're not ready to talk, I'm gonna get in the shower, when I got the shower we could talk. And from there, it kind of, like, teachers, y'all know, tell our kids, use your words. He taught me to use my words, right? To speak up for things that I wanted and things that I needed. But going into the next situation, me knowing that all men are different, and me learning someone new, I took all those tricks and strategies and all of this stuff, And I didn't toss it, but I packed it away in the back of my mental, not realizing. And again, I say this because it wasn't intentional that I packed these things away. It was just me going into a new relationship and knowing that people communicate differently. I wasn't dealing with the toxic arguments again, no. But knowing that people communicate differently. And he was in more of a face-to-face, have a conversation type of person versus my ex, who was face-to-face, text, call, however I needed to get it out. That's how I could get it out. He didn't care as long as I got it out, right? So going into a new situation, he had stress on his plate from working a full-time job. He had a full-time side business, children, all these other things going on, right? And he had a lot of stress on his plate. So me not wanting to be someone that added to that stress, I kind of just didn't say nothing, right? So I'm like, oh, maybe he'll see that I don't want to stress him out. And I'm trying to be his place of peace and his comfort and this, this, and this. And he'll get it. And he'll ask me what's wrong. He'll ask me, right? Now I realize, I don't care how many degrees that man got, sis, he can read your mind. If you smiling and you just content and you just roses on your cheeks when he come around and you showing all the teeth that God gave you, he don't know nothing wrong. Granted, he did know when my mood changed and he could tell in the tone of my voice like something was wrong with me. But I would say nothing. And him being a man, he would either dismiss it because he felt like I didn't want to talk about it, or he would dismiss it because he'd be like, okay, she's saying nothing wrong, I'm going to leave there. And we have to get to a place where we're speaking up for ourselves. One, to take accountability for the things that we don't like and openly expressing what we need and what we want. And I say this all the time. This is a messed up analogy, but a man will blatantly and openly ask you for sex. Whether y'all dating, whether he trying to get with you, whatever. He gonna openly ask for some sex, right? Why not ask for what you want? And I mean that from the smallest of things to a good morning text every day, to flowers, to dates, to your wants, your needs. If you are fully and openly giving him everything that he needs or she needs, don't get me wrong, fellas, y'all too, or she needs in the sense of the physical, the mental, the emotional, dinner, being his support system, being his rock, helping him figure things out, being the person that he vents to, why are you not allowed to ask for what you need and receive it? Because it's different to ask for it and not receive it, but to ask for it, to receive it, especially when you're following through and you are producing everything that he has asked for. Even some things that he hasn't asked for because he doesn't know he needs them until you bring them to the table. So I am truly learning, and I am in a season of, do I have people that I could talk to, that I could date, that I could conversate with, that I could potentially build something with? I do. But I don't want to be in that place anymore where I'm just doing it out of loneliness or doing it just to say me and so-and-so, so-and-so and Ebony. I want to genuinely be in a place where I'm happy by myself. I still believe in love. I'm still welcoming and open to someone loving me and me loving someone. But I want it the right way. I don't want to question why somebody loves me. I don't want to push away someone that wants to love me. And I know that right now, I can't say that I'm in that space where I'm going to push someone away. I can't say that I'm not in that space where I'm going to question, do they really love me? I can't say that I'm not in that space where I'm going to self-sabotage someone that is openly looking at everything that I am and in their head, that this is my wife. This woman is everything that is meant for me. I am in a place right now where I could very well, probably 90%, I might self-sabotage. And I don't want to be in that place. So I am genuinely and intentionally taking this I was just talking to Autumn about this today. Taking this as a lukewarm summer. And when I say that, I want to go out. I want to take myself on dates. Continue with my self-care regimen. Continue getting myself out of debt. Building my credit score. Keeping my house clean. Creating a sanctuary of peace in my home. Supporting my children in all of their athletic and otherwise endeavors. But genuinely getting back to this happy, goofy, silly girl that a relationship isn't my first resort to fix or fill a hole. It's to add to this cup that is overflowing. And I don't want you to fill my cup. Because when you leave, you're going to take everything with you that you put in my cup. I want to fill my own cup, and I want you to be what makes my cup overflow. And I have to be at a place where Ebony's content within herself in all aspects and in all areas before I can allow someone in my space where I'm okay with being alone and I'm not just with somebody just to be with somebody just to say, oh, I got this. But in reality, deep down inside, you irritate my soul, right? We just dating just because it looks good for social media. It looks good to make the relationship videos on TikTok. It looks good to post them while y'all holding hands on Snapchat, whatever. And truly, this has been my goal in therapy. This has been my goal before turning 35 is to figure out where I lost myself and to figure out how do I become whole again without another person? Because I know we always, and this is the person that makes me whole, and this is my other half. I don't want another half. I want to be complete, and you bring your 100, and you bring yours, and I bring mine, and we 100 together. But I don't want to come in at 50 no more. I want to come in at 70. I don't want to come in at 80. And it's a process, right? You get tired of sleeping alone. You get tired of being on social media and you see all the relationships and you see all of these things and damn, like, is this gonna happen for me? And I do have those things. I have one of those thoughts every day, probably every hour. But I know that it'll get easier and I know that what's for me is for me. And when it's time, it's gonna come. And I don't wanna rush it. I don't want to pick the wrong person because they look good right now and they're speaking to this unhealed version of me. I want this man to come along and speak to the healed version of me. That this whole person that I've grown into, because the unhealed me, she just wants what looks good to me. The healed version of me, I want what feels good to me, what feels good to my soul. What you come around and I feel peace, not you come around and my stomach hurts. And my stomach is in knots. Not the butterfly knots. The knots like I'm anxious, I'm worried, I'm scared, or something's wrong. I want you to come around and be and add to my peace. Not be my peace. Add to my peace because you at peace with yourself. And it's hard. It's hard. Because this society will make you think that if you're not with somebody, something is wrong with you. And I'm wanting to look at everything on social media and realize it's something wrong with all of us, but choosing the wrong mate, that won't be my something wrong anymore. So I'm falling in love, and right now it's with me. Later, I truly hope and I know that my husband is out there. He may be someone that I know, and you know what I'm saying, we've been in the vicinity of one another, and maybe someone totally new, but I know that I want to be improving myself while I'm waiting and not just sitting here twiddling my thumbs. So I'm definitely hopeful. I have my days where I cry, I have my days where I'm sad, I have my days where I say I give up, but I'm hopeful. And patience is definitely a virtue. It is not my strong suit, and God knew that when he made me. But I'm going to get through this. And I'm sure that y'all going to be here with me on this journey. As always, thank you all for listening. Share, and then share again, and then tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Piece by Piece, PEACEXPIECE podcast. And I will see y'all next time. Peace.